Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. You and me, we're
going out, catch the latest sound. We are back. Maryville sponsors the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that lovely campus and town and country where Lonnie Folks is their outstanding athletic director and Mark Stricker is their fine basketball coach.
Frank, picture of the weekend on Twitter. How about Wade Boggs saying, always great to run into Brett Hull. And I have no idea what the context was or where
they golf together.
But Wade Boggs, Brett Hull.
It's a lot of beer.
I was just going to say.
A lot of beer.
That's a party you want to be invited to. Because Brett, we know, likes to have a little fun. Wade Boggs was famous for drinking a case of beer on a cross-country flight with the Yankees. Jeff Nelson, former Cardinal, on the air, backed that up with us. He said, oh, yeah, for sure. And they were always Miller Lights. And he would drink like a case of. So I don't know where Brett and Wade were, but the two of them together, I'm like, that's a pretty good party.
I forgot Carpenter's at-bat in the ninth. He was 1-for-5. That's right.
But the Carpenter police caught you on that?
Yes.
In Mike Schilt's defense, there's not a lot of great options. I think I would explore Colton Wong at this point. But you knew once Carpenter returned, he'll be in that number one spot tonight, 1,000%. He'll be leading off tonight.
I think so, yeah.
But if he goes 1-for-5 a couple nights in a row, is that enough to stay in that spot? You had a quiet weekend offensively. The other part of it is Oakland, who we know is not a big market team. They're just really good at figuring baseball out. They always have a lineup that you can't name four of them. I think Wainwright even had a post-game soundbite. He said it was a typical Oakland game, typical Oakland lineup. They're just going to kind of wait you out, work you. Everybody kind of gives them the pat on the back. Well, they're almost, what are they, about 16, 17 games over 500. But they had Tanner Roark, who was available. Homer Bailey gave him a winning effort the other day, who was available. And I think that's what a lot of people have pointed out to the Cardinals. You didn't have to hit a home run. You didn't have to just get Zach Greinke. You just needed another arm, just in case. Because if Waka fails, where do you turn? If one guy gets injured, where do you turn? I mean, it's that thin right now. And the A's went ahead and found Homer Bailey, and they found Tanner Roark.
All right, a couple of things from the text line. The story on Boggs is 64 beers on a cross-country flight.
Whatever it was.
It's a six-hour flight? What is it?
Maybe let's see.
You're talking 10 beers an hour. That to me is almost impossible, right? I believe the case is doable. 24 or 30 is in that realm.
Andre the Giant would do that, but I wouldn't.
He probably weighed 400 or 500. Boggs is not. He didn't look like Babe Ruth. He wasn't a big fat guy. 64. I'm going to have to call Jeff Nelson back. Brian McKenna has texted in a picture. His good buddy Dre is wearing a shirt that just says, drunk as hole instead of drunk as hell.
I saw that at a mall this weekend.
The thing about
it's a good-looking shirt you have on there, Plowsy.
Oh, yeah. Got to represent the blue, baby.
Very nice. Were there January. You believed in him when nobody else did.
And they're clipped to saying they're going to win the cup.
Didn't you say they would win the next 8 years?
yeah, that was me.
I think Strickland then updated that the Cardinals would win in the next 7 or 10, was it? That's really a bold prediction. That's like Jeff Luhnow taking over the Astros. This is going to take some time. It might be 5 years till we're any good. It just buys you a lot of wiggle room.
Randy Arozarena is an option, but the Cardinals are too stubborn to call him up. He's only hitting .381. And part of that, Martin, is their reluctance to put him on the 40-man roster because they want those obscure left-handed relievers. Singrani.
Singrani, who
he's
can't
on
even
there.
Pitch.
Yeah.
Is on
Webb
your 40,
is on
man.
There.
Again,
Justin Williams is on there, Brian. Is that right?
The bad fam trade.
Yeah.
Not the fam trade.
The bad
fam
trade. So there's a guy that won't pitch this year that taking a spot, and we're the reluctant to put a guy that could be effective in that spot. I'm
Lane Thomas, who you don't feel like using when he's on the 25-man roster, is on the 40-man, obviously. You have Drew Robinson from the Rangers trade,
him.
Who you don't want on the 25-man roster. He's on the 40-man roster.
There are
That's where things get really questionable.
And this has been going on for a couple of years.
Yes.
And all teams kind of have this mindset now, let's not start the clock, let's keep those control. But they all sort of do it. But it was a couple of years ago when I remember Alex Reyes, couldn't bring him up. And yet he probably would help you. This weekend in Oakland, I could have lived with maybe a less or two of Tommy Edman. Throw out a Rosarena, see what he's got. Maybe a little less of Matt Carpenter. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of guys that you saw take at bats this weekend. You'd say, even if this Rosarena comes up and he's no good, he's not ready, I'd like to see it.
Yeah, what the heck?
Why not?
I mean, Hennessy Cabrera, who's not up, is on the 40-man.
Was he no in offense. The bad fam?
Yes, he's in the bad fam trade.
Bad fam?
No offense, but Brett Cecil, who you've already said in July, don't worry about this year, is on the 40-man roster.
I realize Brett Cecil, he could be like in Africa right now, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and the team wouldn't care. Those checks are still coming through.
Let's not bury the lead. The story today is whether Wade Boggs had 64 beers or not. And we actually have a report from TMZ, and it's more than 64 beers.
The rumors. What's the most amount of beers you've ever drank in one day?
In one day?
Yeah.
Over 100.
Seriously?
Yeah, over 100.
Is it just like you're just born with it? You can tolerate it?
It's like a hollow leg.
Really?
I have a hollow leg, yeah. It goes down there, and then I take it off and dump it.
Hey, man. All right. Good seeing you. Enjoy this.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you.
Very nice.
Over 100. Hull's even like, damn, how do you do it, dude? We don't know the origin. Maybe Hoff. This would be for the end of the day. Why was Wade Boggs hanging out with Brett Hull? We think it's the greatest combination in a long time. Maybe they're at the AB doing a brewery tour. Who knows? But over 100? Do you think he was just messing with them?
I don't think so.
I will say to the TMZ people on the street, I will say they always seem to have a line of questioning in mind. Like they got Johnny Damon last week, and he's a known Trump supporter. So they immediately say, hey, it's Johnny Damon. First of all, somebody has to recognize these guys. And then say, hey, did you hear he called Baltimore a bleep hole? And Johnny Damon's like, well, he's not wrong.
Wow, good Lord.
They always know, like, the topic at hand. The only time I've seen it fail was with Jay-Z. He's walking the streets of New York, and he's just sort of an intimidating figure. But this guy with a camera is, like, walking closer and closer, and he's, like, a foot away from Jay-Z. And he turns and says, you know better. And the guy just starts to retreat. Doesn't say a word. Never asks a question. That's all it
took.
That's
Jay-Z's city, too. So.
Yeah.
All he said was, you know better. And the guy literally just retreats.
I think Alec Baldwin has had some interesting occasions with TMZ over the years, too, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or just still photographers, anybody.
Oh. Women.
Is it more obvious that he's got anger issues?
Yeah.
As talented as he is, he's just so angry.
It's amazing because the guy is an unbelievable serious actor, comedic actor. He's witty as heck. Got gorgeous, gorgeous wives all these years.
And everybody hates to work with him.
Yeah. Right. He's the most despicable guy on the face of the earth.
And is that because he's sitting around watching Rachel Maddow all day? Or? Didn't he say that was his nightly routine?
Wait a minute, you may be confusing him with...
No, you're thinking of the Cameron, or Justin Bateman.
Yes.
No, I think...
He does that too?
Yeah, Baldwin had said his perfect night was eating some Ben and Jerry's and watching Rachel Maddow. But wow. He is, for a serious actor, he was on one of those Seinfeld cars, comedians, coffee, sitting. He's really funny.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Oh, he's really phenomenal on 30 Rock.
Yeah. He really is.
So good in that show, but a deeply angry and probably disturbed person. Yes.
Courtney D., I haven't had 100 beers in my life, and I'm 50 years old. Who needs to drink that much in one day? Tom Brady has had two Hall of Fame careers. In fact, I got this from our good friend T-Bone recently. Listen to this. First part of his career, first half of his career, 243 touchdowns, 31,000 yards, 3 Super Bowls. That's probably enough to get you in. Second half of his career, 256 touchdowns, 35,000 yards, 3 Super Bowl wins. Warner's whole career is 32,000 yards.
Does Giselle come in at the second half of his career as
good
well?
Good point.
I mean, that's
honorable mention.
That's no honorable mention. That's the lead for me.
He has almost the same stats the second half of his career as Steve Young does for his entire career.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
And speaking of Hall of Famers, Aeneas is going to join us in about 4 or 5 minutes. He just came back from his trip to Canton.
Very nice. All right, Lynn, let's break now. I do want to tell you about the Gatesworth Finest in Senior Living. Was there on Saturday. Had a great lunch with my mom.
I didn't. I don't want to say I stole her pecan pie, but she was going kind of slow at it. And I said, "Mom, you mind?" He goes, "Absolutely." So I had her pecan pie.
Hold on, Frank stole his mom's dessert.
Look, the woman has 14 desserts during the course of a week. She has a lunch dessert. She has a dinner dessert. So I was trying to help her calories. She's in good shape, but she cut her off. She was going really slow on the pecan. I said, "Mom, you mind?" And she said, "Oh, please have this." So really great food is the purpose of this commercial. The Gatesworth, the finest in senior living, where the food is outstanding. Aeneas Williams when we come back.